with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. A NASA study in 2001 confirmed that a huge amount of frozen methane gas released from beneath the ocean floor had heated up the Earth by up to 13 degrees Fahrenheit and triggered the disastrous impact of global warming 55 million years ago. According to scientific studies, atmospheric methane has more than doubled in the last 200 years and continues to rise. 10 years of methane is a blip, but hundreds of years of atmospheric methane is enough to warm up the atmosphere, melt the ice in the oceans, and change the whole climate system, said Gavin Schmidt, researcher and lead author of study at NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies in New York, New York, USA. The flatulence of livestock has been proven to be a major contributor of methane released in the air, a greenhouse gas that is 72 times more potent than carbon dioxide over a 20-year span. Scientific studies have also indicated that the gas and manure from livestock also produces nitrous oxide, a greenhouse gas that is 310 times more potent than carbon dioxide. According to the United States Occupational Safety and Health Hazard Administration, or OSHA, prolonged exposure at different levels of concentration causes bone marrow depression, granulocytopenia, a blood disorder, numbness, and so on. Another gas implicated in several mass extinctions in the Earth's history is hydrogen sulfide. This colorless and highly toxic gas deadens our sense of smell and, at higher concentration, causes blindness and eventual death. Known as sewer gas, hydrogen sulfide is a byproduct of decomposing organic matter, especially human and animal waste. According to the Sierra Club's Clean Water and Factory Farm Reports and Fact Sheets, the raising of livestock produces 500 million tons of manure a year, the improper storage of which often results in leaks, spills, and runoffs that pollute rivers and oceans. Chemical fertilizer and nitrogen-rich manure runoffs of livestock eventually cause dead zones in oceans all over the world. The hypoxic or low oxygen conditions of these dead zones lead to the formation of hydrogen sulfide. Furthermore, low oxygen manure pits, a feature of confined animal feeding operations on factory farms, are also prime environments for the production of this foul-smelling and toxic gas. According to paleontologist Peter Ward, hydrogen sulfide in the oceans and atmosphere turned the sky green and choked off oxygen for plants, animals, and marine life. He further warned that global warming caused by human activities could reproduce the same hydrogen sulfide that killed more than 90% of life during the Permian period. Today we present to you excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change with our association members and members of the media titled Poisonous Gas in the Oceans and the Atmosphere.
师傅好。根据台湾国家实验研究院的报道，在福尔摩沙旁边的西南海域海底层下面，经过专家的探测指出，有一大片的甲烷蕴藏在海底下，而我们的澎湖地区也是在这一片甲烷密布的海域里面。所以在全球暖化这个当下呢，如果科技来不及发展开采这一片甲烷成为有用的瓦斯气体提供给人类使用的话，我们要如何做才能防止甲烷冒出海面毒化空气所造成的灾难？请师父开示，谢谢师父。
这个不容易的问题哈，嗯，到处啊我们都有这种类似的情况，所以不是澎湖，不是那个台湾而已，就是说地球的人物了。如果福报越来越多的话，那一定我们科技的会更发达，科学家可以想到方法可以把这个技用起来利益人民，而不是会伤害的。不过这个看福报啦，不是说科技而已，如果福报不够，科技发明会找不到的。那所以我们这最主要就是传播这个世俗的道德方面，然后看情况啦。我也祝福你们工作成功，然后会很多人知道世俗的方法，这样子会越来越好了。只有世俗，只有做道德的，才能够避免那个灾难，然后才能够更多发达好的科技。不然的话，我们自己如果一直伤害别人、伤害动物的话，不管机器多发达，也会有别的问题冒出来。
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
澎湖群岛各地沿岸共有400公吨的鱼群死亡，包括耐寒的甲壳类生物，例如龙虾、螃蟹类，以及在极深的海域里的大型鱼类。澎湖的居民都视为单纯冻死。我对熟识的人说，那不是单纯冻死，可能是全球暖化被海洋中释放出来的甲烷毒死，但是他们都不以为然。请师父开示这种事情的真相，让澎湖居民能够减少吃鱼。谢谢师父。
是真的是这样子啊，你讲是对的。这些鱼都死亡为了那个毒气，不是说冻死。会冻死的话好久就冻死了，怎么等现在才冻死哈？而且现在地球又暖化，怎么会冻？也没有够暖化到他们被那个烫死，就是也不会被冻死，就一定为了那个毒剂。就连媒体也报道出来说，澎湖那个某某地方那个海有冒那个气出来了，你把那个报道啊送给他们看了啊。还不是澎湖而已，我说过了，好多地方啊，好几个国家都有很多那种死亡的那个海域啊，有一些比整个那个台湾这么大的，有一些海域啊都全部死了，没有任何的那个活生生的众生，都鱼啊，杀什么都被杀光了， 好多地方，有一些地方跟那个纽约这么大的，结实的，靠近美国是这样的，别国家也有，现在就是台湾去了，因为我们没有办法全部都查出来啊，即使有更多的地方呀，真的很担心啊。如果我们今天没有我互相啊聊谈这些事情的话，那只有澎湖的人知道而已，整个世界也不会知道啊。所以每个地方，很多地方也是这样子，很多那个岛的人啊啊，要移民到别的国家去，别的岛去，因为他们岛会沉下来，没办法生存。不是说啊，那个海底的那个鱼或是沙那些海里的众生而已，真的太恐怖了，太可怕了。其实我希望，人民啊，赶快醒过来就对了，不然我们真的这个灾难不可思议啊。天天啊，你看那个无上士电视台你会知道了，270种类的那个华生的众生天天消灭的，不是那边而已，真的我很担心啊。所以我才劝导你们啊，多发传单啊，多写信给政府，拜托政府，拜托媒体，大家都要出来公布帮忙啊，不然我们救不了。不过每次打坐出来就有那种肯定的感觉，觉得也许我们会做得到。
สวัสดีค่ะท่านอาจารย์ในเรื่องการลดการปล่อยก๊าซท่านพอจะบอกพวกเราได้หรือไม่ว่าต้องลดก๊าซในปริมาณเท่าไหร่ถึงจะหยุดภาวะโลกร้อนนี้ได้ขอบคุณค่ะ
We have to reduce 80% of the pollution from the gas and everything else, okay? And stop eating the animals. That is the only way to stop immediately the 80% gas pollution. The rest, 20% more or less, nature can absorb and take care of it.And the earth can repair herself. You see, the earth has a mechanism to repair herself. It's just that we overload the planet. We pollute too much, and we create too much of murderous karma. Therefore, the earth is not even allowed to repair herself because of the...bad karma of the inhabitants. As soon as we erase this bad retribution from the killing effect, then the earth will turn around, will be allowed to repair, reproduce, and sustain lives again. It's all come round about the karma. Yes, we overload her capacity, the earth. So we have to reverse.Our actions, that's all there is to it. Meat eating produced 80% of global warming from pollution. So if we just stop meat eating, stop killing animals for food, then that 80% gas pollution will disappear. And we will live in peace, health, happiness, and long life again.Because of related pollution from various angles, transportation, water, trees felling, deforestation, refrigeration, medical care for animals and humans, and etc., etc., all kind of pollution coming from meat production. You see, it's not just the land that they use, it's not just the methane gas and nitrous oxide that they produce. It is all its byproducts. There's no end to the list, okay? So you can check again on suprememastertv.com for some of the facts and the information that we have gathered from the scientific point of view up to date. And then add them together then you can see the picture, okay? Elsewhere, I have also mentioned a lot of it already. We cannot rely on green technology alone to save the planet. Completely, no. Because the worst cause of it is from meat industry. Everybody knows it. All the scientists already reported to us.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
It's not just about saving the planet. It's saving the souls of your brothers and sisters on Earth. The people, if they understand the urgency of global warming, and they have the heart wanting to save lives on this planet, then that person who has such a heart will be saved. Their soul will be elevated and to a higher level. They try vegetarian because they want to save lives on the planet. They hope to save lives on the planet. At least they join in the effort of saving other people, saving other animals, saving life on Earth. Moreover, the Earth is also a being in herself. So it's not about saving you, your lives. It's not about just saving lives, it's saving the souls of the people, elevating their nobility, awaken their higher consciousness. So I'm just saying, even if we do not save the planet, we will save many souls so that they can go up to a higher level of consciousness in heaven. Or at least they will be born in a more favorable planet so that they can continue their spiritual journey from a higher level already. So now, do away with your pessimism. Whatever you do, it will save life. Yeah? Not life at the physical, maybe, but life eternal. And that is a very noble purpose. There's no need to worry whether the earth will be destroyed or not. You see, we live eternally. And if we can save any of the soul to live eternally in happiness and blessing, we should do that. Right now, for our planet crisis, the one and simple solution is to be vegetarian. That's it. No need even changing technology. Go green is good. Of course, always is good to protect the environment and to be loving to the planet Earth, which is also a being who is supporting us with all loving kindness and nourishing motherly love. But just to be vegetarian, just to be compassionate to all other beings, just to stop all the killing, you know? At least the animals, just to stop killing animals and eating them. Just be vegetarian. Our destiny will change. the destiny of the population of the planet will change, and we can save the planet. Not only we can save this planet, the planet will be more beautiful, more developed. People will live in more peace and harmony, happiness, and abundance of all the necessities that they need. And we will develop more and more that we could never imagine. We develop more extraordinary technologies. We will visit more extraordinary planets in far distant, billions of light years ahead. If we change our destiny by being compassionate, loving, and kind to our fellow human beings as well as fellow animals beings, our planet will change completely. You could not imagine what heaven it would be on earth if all turned to vegetarianism. When I told you about the 4 or 5 years time, if we're not doing anything, then we'll be in trouble because the gas will be released from the ocean. And we will be poisoned. It will be in the air. So I already mentioned that. Because if only rising water, you can get a boat, you know, a yacht if you're rich. Or build one like Noah. Or go live in a mountain, etc., etc. Or go in the helicopter and wait. Or have a helicopter that even park on the water. There are airplane and a helicopter which can land on water. Some people can afford it, and they may be able to kind of escape the danger of rising water. But not when we have poisonous gas in the air and all kind. And that was before I know about the scientists' discoveries, say, the year 2012. Now we have scientific evidence and support. So that's what it is. So that knowledge doesn't come from my school learning. No school have taught that. And I'm not like scientist per se that I sit there or I calculate all this weather forecast or I know about all the agriculture or the ocean gas. I don't have time also to sit there and calculate by mathematics and come to that conclusion. I just know that from insight. And then later on, it turns out that I was correct. And since we have the scientific backup, then we could go out to help, you know, disseminate this kind of information or go to help people. So I have to thank the scientists for this. Because without their backup, I don't know if I can even tell you to go out to distribute flyers about the climate change and all that. Every time they predict something, it did not happen. But I'm telling you why it did not happen either. More enlightened people in the world, more vegetarian people, more compassion, more helping each other, more loving kindness in the world, then this is powerful. It keeps pushing the negative power away, away from the edge, away from harm. And so the more we are doing our program right now, like having Supreme Master Television broadcasting all the constructive news, and the more you distribute the flyers, more people become vegetarian, then of course, the more stable the planet, weather and safety will be. That's what it is. I hope I live to see the day that the government really ban meat because it's also poisonous to people. Not to talk about, okay, methane gas or waste gas or depleting energy or water or medicine, nothing yet. Yeah, it's poisonous. Meat make everybody sick. Meat is poisonous. Everybody knows that. Leader of the people, supposed to be leader, you have to help and protect people, no? Suppose you know something poisonous to your children, will you deliberately give it to them? Huh? To kill them? No. No, right?
So now all the evidence points out that meat is also poisonous. Alcohol is bad. Just ban them outright. There's no more discussion. Poisoning things, you don't give it to your people. You don't allow it to be near your people, right? And even children have access to alcohol. Not to talk about meat. Okay, that's it. We have to ban meat, okay? We're banning it now by showing people how to eat, to cook vegetarian, okay? We go all outright, okay? This is really for survival. You have only 2 years to change. 2 years. Because 4 years when it happened, but 2 years, within 2 years, we have to do something, otherwise it will happen.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion US dollars in the United States. Up to 210 to 665 billion US dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage. Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes. Birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of smoking. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
Make it your mission in life to inform people about the danger of eating meat and show them the solution. Meat is really not good for our planet. Meat is bad. Because meat is the reason, not the people. Not the people, right? They don't know. Truly they don't know. They influence each other, you know, and they're really poor victims of situation. Yeah, really, truly like that. You have to do it with love. You have to have big compassion. You sacrifice your time, your energy, okay?
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
We appreciate your company on today's Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Farewell for now, and God bless.